never rests.
What's up, everybody? Georgia has just fallen, lost its second game of the season to Ole Miss, 28-10. It was a whipping. It was an absolute whipping. Ole Miss fell down 7-0 and then controlled the game 28-3 from there on out. It was what it was, and Rusty and I are going to get into it, and I'm not going to really pull any punches on it at all. I mean, we're going to have to get into it, as best as we can here afterward. Before we do, listen. This show is presented by our guys over at Bulldog Snacks. We love Bulldog Snacks. They're awesome. They're the official snack of Georgia, of the University of Georgia and the Classic City Collective. And right now, man, the deals are on over at Bulldog Snacks. Just go over to BulldogSnacks.com. Bulldog bars, Bulldog cookies, they're tremendous. We love them. They taste amazing. And listen, all you got to do is run on over there, get your packs, and that money. The revenue generated from there goes to benefit the Classic City Collective and the Georgia student athletes. And that's what they're here for. So go check them out, get some food in the process, get some good stuff in the process for your tailgate, for your game, because Georgia's got 3 home games coming up after being on the road for a while. But Rusty, disappointing result tonight, not one that Georgia gets to experience very often, 28-10, and they got whipped.
It's been a while. I try to think back the last time. I think the last time I've seen Georgia whip like this, and it was different. The last time I saw Georgia get whipped like this, I think was LSU 2019, or if that was 2018 in Baton Rouge, where they got pummeled down there. And that was kind of Joe Burrow's coming out party. So it was kind of an air attack that got Georgia there. But this was – they got whipped, man. They got whipped up front. And people got different type reactions to this. You know, I think offensively it started up front. Georgia gave up five sacks, 9 tackles for loss. They just never really got it going up front, man. And credit Ole Miss, because Ole Miss was able to do that really without bringing any extra. They beat Georgia up front with their front four. And there was nothing doing for Georgia. There's going to be more about it. There's going to be more things to talk about. But the rushing, I can't figure out why Georgia cannot run the football. They averaged 1.8 yards a carry. And take away 2 of those chunk plays, they averaged 1.1 yard carry today. And Ole Miss didn't stack the box. They could not block the front four. And you know, I don't know where it is. There's going to be a lot of discussion this week. But when you start breaking down things, man, Georgia cannot run the football. I didn't want to see it.
Yeah, and right now, I think a lot of it, Rusty, just has to do with the health of the offensive line. I think, I mean, you look over, I saw somebody talking about how they were experimenting on the offensive line. No, they weren't experimenting. They were putting guys in there that they felt could give them a few snaps and maybe get out of there. It was musical chairs, and they played a lot of different guys. And it seemed like, you know, I didn't see Tate Ratledge in there for a while. I don't know if he ever came back after kind of getting dinged up early in the game, but he was struggling. Michael Morris didn't play at all. Drew Bobo was in there struggling at right guard, a position he has never played in the game. You had Xavier Truss moving all over the place. I mean, I think that's probably got a lot to do with it. But ultimately, man, the result's not great. Whatever plan you had didn't work. I thought Georgia got out-coached. I mean, you coming out of a timeout, Rusty, they came out of a timeout for a field goal block, and I know they're probably not going to block the field goal. They had 10 men on the field. This is one of these things where I felt like the staff got out coached and the team kind of lost its composure. And listen, Ole Miss, they took the fight. Their backs were against the wall. They played like a desperate football team. This was a crazy environment, and this was always going to be a really tough game. I've seen enough of these though to know, Rusty, that they play this game again in Athens or on a neutral field, you're probably going to see a different type ball game. This is not some harbinger of things to come. Georgia's just got to get healthy and get better in some areas and play a lot better.
Oh, yeah. Well, Georgia played them at home and beat them by 4 touchdowns or 5 touchdowns last year. Different team now. And here's the one thing you said. That was an elimination game for Ole Miss. Like, that was – their season was on the line. And Georgia is about to face that this Saturday.
Right.
It's an elimination game for them. And it's hard to kind of program yourself because you just – college football took a loss. You took a bad loss. And you got whipped. but everything's still in front of you. You got to figure it out and figure out what you do, but you're coming home. It's going to be a crazy environment. And you got to figure it out, but there's a lot of questions, man, up front, what they're going to do protection-wise. I think Carson Beck played. Obviously he had a tipped ball, but you know, I thought he stood in there. One of the descriptions you have, he went through the progression the second half, made a couple throws. You know, I mean, you saw a little bit of what you wanted to see out of him. And listen, you're taking baby steps to Carson Beck. Three interceptions very well could have been four last week. We had a tip ball for an interception on a 4th and 10 where they had to go for it. So there's some things you can build with him. They got to find some run game. I'm not going to sit here and say it either. Ole Miss is a damn good football team. So you better give them some credit, too. When everybody starts talking about what Georgia don't have, Ole Miss has got it. And they got a terrible loss against Kentucky at home in that same building. But they came back, found a way. They lost on the road. I think now, correct me if I'm wrong, Ole Miss has two losses. Alabama has two losses.
LSU
has two losses. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be right now this year. So you got to protect. You got to protect three games at home coming up. Everything's still in front of you, but you got to look at this tape and see what you can do the best way coming out of this. You got to find some freaking running game because I don't care what you scheme up. If you can't run the football in the SEC, you're not going to win a big game.
And listen, we're not going to go on these long monologues about, you know, who's to blame and stuff like that. But listen, man, the drops have been an issue all year. The turnovers, you know, kind of got a little bit fixed. And I didn't think they played, you know, so much scared for Carson Beck. I mean, hell, man, you were talking about the rushing yards earlier. I mean, Rusty, if you look at the rushing yards, the sack-adjusted rushing yards, I mean, you know, Georgia lost. Georgia ran for 99 yards without sacks. Mm. They ran for 3.5 yards a carry without sacks today, which is, I mean, it's not good. That's nothing special or anything like that. But, I mean, Carson Beck had a tough time kind of getting it going. He was, you know, in some ways coming into this game, talking about him being the problem, the struggle for Georgia. I don't think he was a big part of the problem. They got whipped up front. And listen, that goes to every coach that coaches Georgia football. When we're sitting here criticizing this, it's the coach, it's the player, it's just the fact that it didn't get done.
Yeah.
But I think you look at a game like this, and I saw Georgia go into Auburn around this time of year, 2017. I remember the thing said about that game. I remember the thing said about that game. There's no way. There's no way Georgia could ever beat Auburn if they played them again. And not only did they beat them, they beat them by 21 points when they played them again. So it's one of those things. It's like, listen, this Georgia did not play well on the road tonight for the second time this year, or really the third time this year, and they've only, you know, lost two of those three. They just played really poorly on the road tonight. And Ole Miss wanted it more. Ole Miss took it to them, out-executed them, out-coached them. The Bulldogs are outclassed.
Well, I'll say this too. Defensively, talk a little bit about them. I think they got left on the field. Here's the thing too, Jake. You know, they played zone, and Jackson Dart really moved them up down the field, but you held Ole Miss to field goals. You know what I mean? And then you had to go to man-to-man, and what they were worried about in man-to-man was Jackson Dart hurting you with his legs. And when they went man-to-man and he ran off coverage, that's what he did. So it was kind of pick your poison with him and to, you know, really didn't have a ton of answers for that. But still, when you tighten down in the red zone, if you wanted to win a football game, you knew you had to score some points. You knew you had to score some points at Ole Miss. I think, what, they have 5 field goals in this game, Ole Miss? Yeah, I mean, that's a win for the defense. And can they play better? Can they find some pressures? They got to find some pressures. Played a damn good quarterback tonight. He showed it. And, you know, you just got to – you got to figure it out, man. Everything's in front of you. You got your butt whipped. Everybody's got to look at yourself in the mirror and come home Saturday night between the hedges. Tennessee's coming to town. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. Nobody wants to beat Georgia. Nobody wants to beat Georgia worse than Tennessee. I can promise you. That team wants Georgia more than any team in the history of this season. They want some of Georgia, and they're going to get it in Sanford Stadium. We'll see how this team reacts.
Yeah, and by the way, Jordan Hall did play tonight, so he did make his season debut. He was back on the field. I did see 44 out there. 100%, nobody's going to feel bad for Georgia. I think Rusty, but it starts with kind of repping that offensive line this week.
I'm interested in that, man.
I think you got to put, you know, get trust in that right guard and Monroe Frilling at right tackle, and you got to get a 5 ready to play against Tennessee because they're going to bring it. I mean, they got one of the better defensive lines in the country.
Yeah. Now, I don't know that they have the as good a group as a whole. I know they don't have a good as group as a whole Ole Miss. I don't think they do. But they got a pass rusher that's better. I think it's better than one at Ole Miss and James Pierce. And they're going to have to deal with him next week. So, you know, you're going to be at home. You're going to have crowd noise. You're going to do all those different things. You're going to have that type of advantage to you. But Tennessee's going to bring some pressure. And actually seeing this performance, they're going to attack some guys. If Green's still, you know, if Ernest is still playing, 71 still playing left tackle, you know, he's going to have to win that job this week and win those reps. But Tennessee's going to attack him, I'm sure of it.
Hey, man, you know, Scott McFarland brings up a point. That was something that we heard during the preseason. It was a deal, too. Listen, yep. Man, injuries are not helping right now. I know nobody wants to hear it. I don't know what else to say about it. But, again, if you look at Georgia on the offensive line tonight, they were in the guy, had guys running in and out of the game because they were just trying to get a few plays out of each guy because they have some guys banged up. So, listen, that's why you recruit. That's why you build programs. You got to overcome these things if you want to play for big time stuff. But Georgia just got whipped tonight. They got out coached, and you know, I don't know that there are a ton of bright spots other than the fact that the defense was able to kind of hunker down and force as many field goals as it was and be as competitive as it was down there. I thought the offense fought, but I tell you, man, this was one of those deals where Georgia, you don't see Georgia get grabbed by the chest plate very often and pushed around, and Ole Miss did it.
Yeah, they set on that 52-17, and they set on that playing in Sanford Stadium last year. And, you know, and here's the thing, too, man. I don't want to just completely crush the offensive line. But those are very good football players. And a lot of those guys have NFL grades and NFL careers coming up. So it's not like it's a lost cause there. They've got to figure it out. They got to get healthy. They got to find those pieces together. You know, they haven't played that bad as a whole. They haven't been able to run the football this year. That's the biggest thing. But pass pro hadn't been an issue too much until tonight. Tonight, pass pro got them. So, you know, I fully expect them responding to challenge this week. I think they're going to – I mean, it's going to be – you know, it's going to be one of those weeks, man. You got to look yourself in the mirror. They got a lot of good football players over there. Got to figure it out. And here we come. Three games to finish out the regular season, all three. Listen, Georgia Tech, everybody saw what Georgia Tech did today. That's not going to be – they gave Georgia fits last year with Haynes King running the football. And he looks like he's getting healthy. So, they got the work cut out for them, but they have got to win. The playoff are on the line come Saturday between the hedges.
And listen, if you're out there listening to this on a podcast, or you're watching this live, or you're watching this again, I want everybody to understand something. It's very hard to get into the details of why Georgia lost tonight because they literally got kind of beat up in every phase of the game. You know, Ole Miss schemed them up. Ole Miss beat them up. I mean, they special teams. I mean, got them on special teams too. I mean, other than the Thorson, you know, deep punt, Georgia let them out. But that's where we're at right now with that. You know, Ole Miss just completely outplayed Georgia. Georgia got to circle the wagons, play better football again next week. And you know, been a long time since Georgia's lost two in a row. But you know, the streaks have kind of gone down this year, and the Bulldogs have got to figure something out because they're just not playing good football right now. I tell you who always does do a good job. That's our friends over at Bulldog Snacks. This show is presented to you by Bulldog Snacks, the official snack of UGA. They present all of our game day content, and profits from Bulldog Snacks are contributed directly to the Classic City Collective and go to benefit Georgia's roster and student athlete at UGA. All right, Rusty, we got one more thought before we get out of here, man. Tennessee next week. I know we weren't talking about the offensive line, but I think the folks at Sanford Stadium are going to show up for this one. Or are they a little too upset about what happened tonight?
Here's exactly what's going to happen this week. And it's happening right now. And I can show you examples here. I can show examples on Dogs HQ. I can show you examples of everybody. People are pissed off. People are upset. They should be. Tomorrow they'll look at this tape and say, we got to fix this. But come Monday, Georgia will realize what's in front of them, what's coming. You have waited all year to get a game like this in Sanford Stadium. Georgia, listen, they've played the toughest schedule in America, period. They have played the toughest schedule in the country, another road game. Now they get to come home. What can they do to finish this thing? That plays Sanford Stadium. That's a family rocket. Zero doubt. They're going to have the best recruits the best list they've had before, and this will be the biggest home game they've had since having Tennessee there 2 years ago when Tennessee was ranked number one on that first week of the playoff rankings that year. Sanford Stadium, Georgia Bulldog fans, they'll be ready to go. It's just hard to get yourself programmed. If you're 7-2, you're done. You're looking at the Outback Bowl, or you're looking at, you know, the Gator Bowl. That's not the goals of Georgia. They're 7-2. The only things in front of them, Alabama and LSU, are both 6-2, and they're starting an elimination game right now. The loser of this game tonight is out. Georgia and Tennessee next week will be kicking off around the same time, and the exact same thing will be on the table. This time, towards the home. We'll see if they get fixed, but I expect that to be a crazy, crazy Thursday.
Yep, me too, man. We'll be back with you post-game. We'll be back with you tomorrow night to further unpack what we saw tonight. But Georgia, short end, first team they've lost to in since 2020 other than Alabama, and it's Ole Miss. Dogs lose the second game of the season. We'll keep you updated on where things stand.